Welcome to Reflections on Monday, a Femi Luther Agbegunde's media platform. This podcast has been prepared to steer your hearts in the right direction. Femi believes that wisdom is the principal thing. Hence, he enjoins you to get understanding. Happy listening.
Hello there. Thank you for joining us in Wisdom Edge podcast. My name is Femi Luther Agbegunde. I strongly believe you've been tremendously blessed listening to all our podcasts. And I strongly believe they've been of tremendous blessings to you and impacted your knowledge base. In this particular podcast, I will be sharing an important topic titled Mind Your Mind. It's going to be a series. It's going to be a five-pack series, whereby I'll be taking us through several topics like 8 states of the mind, functions of the mind, major mind programmers, 6 laws of human mind, and we end the podcast with mental blocks for building the mind. Mental blocks for mind building. So let's start this particular podcast by looking at the 8 states of the mind. Let me tell us briefly a recent statistics that was carried out by several doctors and scientists. It was strongly believed that 75% of all sickness and diseases starts in the mind. This is powerful. Researchers have also proven that stress, which starts in the mind, is the number one cause of all fatigue and illness. Scientists have also proven that we only use 10% or less of our mind. The rest is never used properly. Now, picture your mind and ask yourself a question. 10% of our mind is causing 75% of all sicknesses. This is alarming. This tells us about the impact and the power of the mind. Anytime I think about the mind, I always get back to the biblical counsel of Paul, where he said that be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it says that when you renew your mind, that is the time you can prove what is that good, what is that acceptable, and what is that perfect. So it tells me that the mind is very, very key to the living a transformed life. The mind is very key for us not to become conformed to our environment. You need to take a hold on your mind, because your mind is very, very important to your life. The mind is the major part of the soul. The mind is the battleground for most deadly conflict ever fought on this planet. The mind is key to you becoming what you're meant to be. Whoever has your mind has your actions. Whoever has your mind has your life. Whoever has your mind has your future. So it's very important you understand what is in your mind. The mind is the manifestation of thoughts, perceptions, emotions, determinations, memories, and imagination. This is very powerful. The mind manifests your thoughts, it manifests your perception, it manifests your emotion, it manifests your determination, it manifests your memory, it manifests your imagination. Every thought that enters your mind is registered in your brain. And as it's registered in your brain, there is always a change in the structure of your brain cells. When it thought is registered in your mind, your brain, the structure of your brain cells changes. I want to put it across to us today that no man can be bigger than his thinking. You cannot be bigger than your thoughts. I want to tell all the ladies listening to this podcast that you are as beautiful as your thoughts. I want to tell all the men listening to this podcast that you are as handsome as your thoughts. You are as deep as your thoughts. You are strong as your thoughts. There is a connection between your actions and your thoughts, because your thoughts dictate your actions. You are not better than your thoughts. You are responsible for the state of your mind, because your mind is your property. Mental activity is also stronger and more strenuous than any physical activity. Let's look at the 8 states of the human mind. Number 1, your mind can be deep and your mind can be shallow. A deep mind is a mind that has an ability to mix up thoughts in a deep level. A deep thought can pick up deep meaning in issues, while a shallow mind can only pick things from a short wavelength. A shallow mind can only pick thoughts that are easily felt or seen in the environment. Number two state of the mind is a managed mind and an unmanaged mind. An unmanaged mind is a mind that has a lot of weeds and thistles growing there, while a managed mind is a mind that is well pruned and well controlled for substance. An unmanaged mind can never be productive. A managed mind is the only mind that can be productive. Number three is what I call a prepared an unprepared mind. A prepared mind is a mind that has been cultivated for results. It's a mind that has been cultivated to think certain thoughts and become certain things. An unprepared mind is a mind that is unprepared to catch thoughts, but a prepared mind catches thoughts. Number four is what I call saturated and unsaturated mind. A saturated mind is a mind where thoughts of emotions have filled up the elasticity of that mind, and a saturated mind produces results of what has saturated it. All a thought in an unsaturated mind is at the base. It takes saturation for a mind to produce greater thinking, and great thinking produces great results. Number five is what I call a carnal and spiritual mind. A carnal mind is a mind that has no connectivity with divinity, while a spiritual mind is a mind that is inclined to God, is a mind that is inclined to thinking the thoughts of God. Number six is a choked and a free mind. A choked mind is a mind that is filled up with several worries. The mind is traveling to several places, trying to pick up several thoughts at the same time, and such a mind is weary because a mind has been stretched thin. While a free mind is a mind that is compartmentalized, that can put thought in several places and pick such thoughts at any time T that it wants to think such thoughts. Number seven is an alert and an at ease mind. An alert mind is a mind that is active to pick thoughts to think at a point, at any time that it wants to think about it. While an at ease mind cannot pick up thoughts, it's so relaxed, it's so or best to move. And the last state of mind is what I call knowledgeable mind and ignorant mind. A knowledgeable mind is a mind that is being filled with the right set of information. An ignorant mind is filled with no information or wrong information, because an ignorant mind can be filled with unnecessary information, can be filled up with junks. And if you fill your mind with junk, you will live a junky life. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Join me in the part two of this podcast when I talk to us about the functions of the mind. Thank you.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com, or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.